Hey, everyone, and welcome. So glad you could, join us today. I'm Puck.
And I'm Melody. We're diving into a topic today that, honestly, I think a lot of people in the food industry might misunderstand.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking about why shelf life extension, which might sound like just another cost, is actually like a really vital investment. It's about those hidden costs of losing even a day of product life, you know?
Absolutely. There's so much more to it than just the upfront price of a container, and we're really going to dig into that.
So, Melody, when we talk about those hidden costs, it really boils down to like, what's actually causing the food to degrade so quickly? It's not always super obvious.
No, it's not. I mean, you might think it's pretty straightforward, but the real enemies are actually kind of tricky. We're talking about time, obviously, but then there's also oxygen exposure. Those two are like the primary adversaries for fresh food.
Oh, absolutely. Oxygen, gosh, it's like a silent killer, right? It just, makes that crisp lettuce wilt, makes fruit go mushy.
Yeah, totally. And it just accelerates spoilage so much. Like, you see it with even pre-made meals. They just, poof, turn into waste.
And then on top of that, you have temperature fluctuations. I mean, moving products from, say, a processor to a retailer, or even just from the prep kitchen to a display case. If the packaging isn't providing the right kind of barriers, those temperature swings just compound everything.
Exactly. It's not just about the product sitting there. It's the journey. And if your packaging isn't up to snuff, or if handling isn't perfect, those environmental controls in the supply chain just... they really suffer, and it quietly drives up costs that, businesses just can't afford to ignore.
Yeah.
Take an operation producing 100,000 units annually with a food cost of $2.50 per unit. If operational factors result in just one day fewer of shelf life, leading to, say, a 5% increase in waste, that's like an additional $12,500 annually. Just on food cost. That's wild. For one day and 5% waste?
I mean, that's a significant chunk of change just vanishing into thin air, essentially. And that's before we even talk about the labor side of things, right? Because it's not just the food that you're losing.
Right, exactly. Because when products spoil faster, your retail staff, they're spending more time rotating inventory, pulling expired items off the shelves, dealing with waste disposal. And even at like modest hourly rates, those tasks quietly, rack up significant additional labor costs every single year.
Ugh, yeah. And it's not just the retail side either, is it? Like, processors are totally impacted. You get more product returns, rejected shipments, or they have to discount to move aging inventory. All of that just cuts directly into the margins.
Oh, absolutely. And then, on top of that, the processors, they absorb added labor costs for repackaging, for disposal, for handling those returns, not to mention like the total loss of the raw materials and the finished goods themselves. It's a huge hit.
So if you scale that up, like a regional food processor handling, say, 100,000 units annually, just losing one day of shelf life can quietly drain tens of thousands of dollars in combined food and labor costs.
Yeah. And if you bump that up to like 500,000 units, then you're steering down, much larger figures. And at a million units, like, you're not just trimming margins anymore. You are, in essence, lighting money on fire. It's pretty brutal to think about.
Wow. I mean, lighting money on fire is a pretty vivid image, Melody, and it really hammers home the point, doesn't it? It's like so many people just look at packaging as, just a commodity, a cost.
Totally. And that's exactly the paradigm shift that like the most successful food industry professionals are making. They're not asking, how cheap can we get this container anymore?
Right.
They're asking, will this packaging choice protect shelf life? Or, like, is it going to cost us way more in waste and labor down the line? It's a completely different question,
Yeah, it's such a different way of looking at it because, if you just go for the cheapest option, you're almost guaranteed to sacrifice shelf life. And then you're back to that whole cycle of product loss, extra labor, all those inefficiencies we just talked about.
Exactly. The real savings, they don't come from, like, getting the lowest per unit price. They come from choosing solutions that actually preserve freshness longer, that cut down on spoilage and minimize all of that rework and waste handling. That's where true efficiency happens.
And it's so tightly linked to overall operational success. I mean, it's not just about one product or one process, is it? When operations invest in the right packaging and they control their handling environment, follow proper protocols, they extend shelf life. And in doing so, they're like reducing waste, lowering labor costs, protecting their revenue. It's really that simple.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just about the immediate financial returns either. I mean, longer shelf life also helps cut food waste, which supports sustainability goals. And that's like a huge thing for consumers nowadays, right? They care about environmental responsibility. It's a win-win, really.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, Melody, all this talk about like investing in better processes and seeing the returns, how do operations actually prove this? I mean, it sounds great on paper, but how do they quantify that shelf life impact in the real world?
Oh, that's like the crucial next step, you know? It's all about direct testing and measurement. You can't just guess. You really need to run real world trials to see what kind of shelf life impact different approaches have. A lot of suppliers, they actually offer samples or trial periods for exactly this reason.
So like actually using the packaging or whatever the new process is in their own operations?
Exactly, in their own settings. And you have to account for everything too. Different product types, various storage conditions, transportation scenarios, even seasonal temperature changes. Because what works in one season might not work in another, you know? Only through like really comprehensive testing can they figure out the true impact on shelf life.
That makes so much sense, because that's how you actually see the tangible savings, right? Not just theoretical. And then once you've done that, once you've proved it out, that's where you start gaining that competitive advantage.
Totally. Because, you know, operations that really embrace this investment mindset, they're the ones who are reducing waste, they're improving their margins, and they're delivering consistently fresher products to customers. Which honestly, in today's market, like consumers want quality and freshness more than ever. It's a huge differentiator.
Absolutely. And it's not just about like making more money now, is it? It's also about building resilience. Like when competitors are struggling with, you know, waste management or really thin margins, the operations that have optimized their shelf life processes, they're the ones that can maintain profitability and growth.
For sure. It's almost like you're not just saving money. You're like, you know, you're future-proofing your business.
You know, Melody, you just hit the nail on the head. It's not just about saving money in the moment. It's really about future-proofing. So I guess our big takeaway here is that shelf life extension, it's really a non-negotiable investment for the food industry, right? It's not like just some expense you can cut.
Absolutely, Puck. It's the core. And we've talked so much about this, but time truly, truly is money in this context. Every single day counts. Every single day of extended freshness, it just brings measurable gains that really add up over time.
Yeah. And I hope our listeners are, you know, really thinking about their own operations right now. Like, are they treating these kinds of improvements as just commodity expenses, or are they seeing them as the strategic investments they truly are? Because the math, honestly, it just outfavors the latter. You can't argue with your calculator, as they say.
You really can't. And, you know, the most successful food industry professionals, they've already made this calculation. They understand it. So if you're out there listening, like, really consider conducting your own testing. See how different approaches affect your specific products, your operating conditions, because that's how you really unlock the truth.
Totally. And that's, I think, a perfect note to wrap up on for today. It's about making those smart choices that truly drive efficiency and profitability.
For sure. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone, and for, you know, thinking about shelf life as an investment. We hope you're feeling a little more shelf aware now.
Indeed. Until next time.